Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, wrapping up our program here on this Monday evening as we are talking with the head volleyball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, Molly Geist, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks, Quinn.
So as we look at your team coming into this 2024 season, kind of a mixed bag. You replace some high-producing seniors from a year ago, players such as your setter, Allie Charlson, Grace Dowling. She was one of your top attackers a year ago. Jacqueline Gessner was a very good back row piece in terms of defense, just to name a couple that were key contributors for your team last year, in Madeline Risdahl as well at that right side attack. And when you look at those seniors you replace in those that are getting ready to step into those shoes, you know, how has that process gone for replacing those seniors that have since moved on?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough to replace great players like we did, but the thing is we've had several years now of 20 plus win seasons, and so those kids continue to up the level in our gym. And so although we'll be missing them, you know, name wise that kind of thing, they really push the girls that are stepping in this year, and we're at a higher level than I feel like we have been in many years. And that's, you know, a lot to attribute to them. But yeah, we've got some others that are, you know, a little bit older, more mature in their, you know, their decision-making on the court, that kind of stuff. And a lot of that is from those seniors teaching them that.
I mean, you look at the athletes you have coming back, some of the headliners right off the bat, your top two attackers statistically from last year, and Brooklyn Jondal, Cam Landy, they're going to be a force to reckon with, definitely in the front row on the offensive side. And also bring back your daughter, Miley Geist, who split time at setter. She looks like she's someone that could take over the full-time job as a sophomore. And outside of that, you just bring back, you talked about veteran experience athletes like a Josie Ramos. You get someone in an Allie Janice who was hurt last year, back into the fold, just to name a couple of others. Kennedy Peterson's another year older. And when you look at this nucleus of upperclassmen that got a lot of run as maybe underclassmen or younger upperclassmen last year, just what are some of the improvements you've seen from the end of last year to where we are right now?
You know, so far we went to a lot of team camps and done a lot of camps lately. So the thing that I keep seeing is this team doesn't accept losing. And so, you know, when they're tight in a game, they know how to push through. And so they've already been in a lot of those experiences. You know, somebody that is going to be under the radar for a little bit until people figure out, wow, she's really good too, is Caitlin Flatibo, who was our libero last year, but she'll most likely play outside and obviously all the way around. And so we've got a lot of those players too that, you know, that makes a great team. We've got the, you know, like you mentioned, you know, Brooke and Cam and Miley and, you know, those other hitters, Allie, Josie, Kennedy, to fill that. And they're all getting better. So it's going to be hard to focus on, you know, shutting down one person because someone else is going to step up.
And when you look at your slate to open up this season, it's kind of a slow start, which has been the norm for your team in terms of the schedule. You guys host a quad that first day of competition on August 26th before you guys have a tournament at West Marshall on the 3rd before diving into conference play with Sadell, Granby Christian, and Nevada. So you got some solid competition just right off the rip to get into conference play. And when you look at the top of that schedule, obviously it's still a ways away with today being the first day of practice. But what are some of the goals you and the staff have for that, or for your team, by the time that schedule gets underway?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, with what we're seeing in some scrimmage type situations is pushing to win those tight games, or winning the games that we're supposed to, and then winning some that we're not supposed to. And that, I think, is the difference maker, hopefully, this year. You know, I foresee we've got the ability and, you know, we can win conference. We, you know, this team can go to state. They can do a lot of things if they just keep that mentality. And we've added another aspect. We have an elite mindset trainer that's been kind of working with us on the mental side of the game. And that's really helping, I think, and will for the rest of the season for players from 9th through 12th.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. And we'll talk to you again here as soon as the regular season gets underway.
All right, thanks.
That was Molly Geist, the head volleyball coach of the Roland Story Norseman here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster Study. That wraps up our program for this Monday night. We'll take you to the top of the hour after this on 95.7 FM.